You see, sir, we're the Sullivans. We've always been together since we was born, you might say, and that's how we want to go into the Navy.
In the 1944 movie The Fighting Sullivans, we see how George, Francis, Joseph, Madison, and Albert signed up soon after one of their friends died at Pearl Harbor. They were assigned as a group to the USS Juno, a light cruiser. Less than a year after they enlisted, a Japanese submarine sank the ship in the Battle of Guadalcanal. The five Sullivans were among nearly 700 men who died.
The Navy Department deeply regrets to inform you that your sons, Albert, Francis...
It remains the largest single family loss in military history.
Oh, no!
Sometimes I feel like I missed out, because with all five of those boys, all five of the boys dying, there's no children, there's no cousins, it's just us.
Kelly Loughran Sullivan is the face of the family today, the granddaughter of the only brother to marry. She teaches third grade in Cedar Falls. One of her favorite family keepsakes is this scratchy old recording that surfaced long after the boys died.
With a half pint in my pocket and my eyes so black and blue.
The family believes it's the two oldest brothers, George and Frank, who went to a nearby friend's house in Waterloo and sang into an early model disc recorder. It was the home of Bonnie Kolak's grandparents, the Iowa singer-songwriter who still has the historic recording.
My father had a little record-playing machine. And so for fun, they had the brothers come over, and they had a few beers, and they would sit around and sing. And then they recorded this little record.
The brothers sang two songs and clearly were having a good time.
So to actually hear their voices and to hear them singing, you know, one of the songs that we love to sing at St. Patrick's Day especially, one of those goosebump moment experiences. It was just wow.
In a later recording, we hear the Sullivan sister, Genevieve. Soon after her brothers were killed, she and her parents went on a national tour promoting war bonds.
I saw them off at the station in Waterloo. A smile on their face, a tear in their eyes.
Okay, this is the actual Gold Star flag that hung in the Sullivan's window at 98 Adams Street.
Granddaughter Kelly Sullivan helps keep the legacy strong here at Waterloo's new Sullivan Brothers Iowa Veterans Museum. She christened the second battleship named after the brothers more than 50 years after the first one was launched.
You know, and when I was up there christening the ship, all I could think about was how my great-grandmother must have felt when she christened the first Sullivan ship only 2 months after she heard that her five boys had been killed.
I only wish my boys could be here, but I know they are looking down from heaven.
So the big Irish Catholic family that I would have had, you know, it didn't happen. But the 10 survivors of the Juno and the men who served on the first Sullivan ship, those are my family members. And I feel a very, very close bond to all those men. It's an extra special family that I feel very blessed to have.
When I retire...
Later this year, Irish eyes will be smiling when sailors who served aboard the two Sullivan destroyers will hold their reunion in the hometown of the courageous brothers for the first time. In Waterloo, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.